Yes, Mitch Morehart. I'm with the Economic Research Service in the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And this is the time of year that has rolled around again for the survey that you manage, which is the Agricultural Resource Management Survey for 2012. Tell us about this survey and why it's important.
Well, as you suggest, we do the Agricultural Resource Management Survey every year. This year is somewhat unique because we're combining with the Census of Agriculture, which is done every 5 years, so we don't have to go out and burden our producers twice. The census is really focused on more measuring physical production activity, the number of animals, acres, yields, production, that kind of thing, whereas the ARMS is a unique survey in the federal government because it's really about economics and measuring the finances in production agriculture.
And what has the participation been in the ARMS study?
We conduct the ARMS nationwide. We usually survey about 34,000 producers each year. And over the last 5 years, we've had about 70% participation in the survey, which is really good for an economic survey. And I think producers have come to recognize the importance of the information we collect, how it influences policy, and how it is taken care of, because it's a voluntary survey, and we respect the confidentiality of the data and go to great lengths to really protect and preserve the information people provide us.
Do you expect more participation or less, given the challenges that occurred with the drought and especially in the livestock sector, or do you think it's going to be pretty much the same in this year's survey?
I'm hoping producers participate even at a greater rate. And as you mentioned, we experienced a pretty severe drought last year. And this is really the first opportunity to measure the impacts of that drought and do it in a comprehensive way. There's been a lot of anecdotal evidence about some of the impacts and adjustments producers made, but there's been no actual measurement, and that's really the significance of this survey effort. This gives us an opportunity to collect information from producers that will tell us the financial impacts of the drought, how they adjusted their production practices, did livestock producers find alternative feed sources, and really what were the financial impacts in different locations of the country of the drought.
And will it, of course, then look at whether or not they were able to get crop insurance benefits, and will that be factored into their answers and the information they give you?
Yes, as I said, we try to do a comprehensive measurement of the finances of production agriculture. So that includes looking at commodity sales, the expenses and input costs of production, and looking at any insurance indemnities, government programs, and other sources of income that could come back to producers.
Now, when is this? I'm certain this is broken down state by state then?
Yes. In each state, we have a sample anywhere from 600 to 2,000, 3,000 producers that we go out and attempt to contact and interview during this time.
So, is there any advice you have to producers? Do they need to be, will they be getting a letter? How does it all work communication-wise?
Well, we do send out a letter and tell producers that we're coming, and this year's unique, so we've told them that they can participate in ARMS instead of the census or in lieu of doing the census. And we also try to conduct this survey this time of the year when farmers are available or more available, and they've already started to assemble and prepare their records from the previous year. So it is a pretty comprehensive survey. We ask a lot of detail about expenses and inputs and sources of income and so forth. So having your records and current information available really makes the survey go a lot smoother.
Okay. And how many producers are on your list to talk to, and what are we looking at the time frame for you guys getting this done?
Well, we're trying to contact almost 34,000 producers throughout the United States. We started the effort in early January, and we have about 6 or so more weeks of data collection. So sometime in mid-April, we'll wrap this thing up. And like I said, we try to tell people we're coming and how to prepare and really try to encourage them to participate.
Okay, and it says that you are focusing on soybean growers. Tell us what you're looking for there.
Yes, each year we look at a specific commodity and really examine the production practices used and technology adoption and so forth. So in 2012, we're focusing specifically on soybeans. The last time we collected detailed information about soybean production was in 2006. As you might imagine, you know, technology, the seeds, the tillage practices have changed quite dramatically since then. And so we're trying to update our knowledge about production and the cost of production in producing soybeans. And so we have a comprehensive baseline to inform us about how producers adopt to different technologies, how they use energy in their production of soybeans, and other important attributes of that commodity's production.
Mitch, how long have you headed this survey up?
I've actually been involved in one phase or another of this survey my entire career, so almost 28 years.
So then you've seen the results of this survey carry out in policy. Can you give us some examples?
Sure, and it's sometimes it's hard to really pinpoint the direct use of these survey results, but I'll give you two sort of examples. The detailed information we collect on expenses feeds right into our national farm income estimates that we produce each year. Those in turn go to the Bureau of Economic Analysis in their formulation of how agriculture contributes to the U.S. gross domestic product. So that's one important direct use of the data. Another way it influences policy in Washington is we conduct a lot of research and produce a lot of statistics that come directly out of this survey. Those are then used to evaluate alternative policies. For example, right now there's a pretty substantial debate about what's the appropriate safety net in agriculture and how should it be formulated. And so when there's alternative policies proposed, we have actual data from producers that we can use to ground truth different policy proposals and evaluate, you know, the merits of each alternative.
Very good. Now, as a point of summary, are you saying that when it comes to the surveys, if a producer gets both the census and the request to give you information for the Agricultural Resource Management Survey, they have the choice of just doing the ARMS study?
Yeah, we've tried to be careful in selecting out producers so they don't get contacted more than once. So when we've contacted them to do the ARM survey, we inform them that fulfills their obligation to do the census, so they don't have to be bothered again to do another survey. And so we've tried to coordinate the data collection for both of these important surveys during this year. And again, we really appreciate and don't take for granted the importance of the actual producers giving us information.